Sometimes our acts of worship make no sense to others. See, Mark 14, 3-9 says, "While he was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume of pure nard. She broke the jar and she poured it on his head. But some were expressing indignation to one another. 'Why has the perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.' And they began to scold her. Jesus replied, 'Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a noble thing for me. You will always have the poor with you, and you can do what is good for them whenever you want, but you do not always have me. See, she has done what she could. She has anointed my body in advance for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." See, this was an act of worship. She was laying down her prized possession as an offering. This was an overflow of her love for her Savior. See, she would have savored that perfume, using little bits each morning to make it last. But her Savior was right in front of her, so she poured all of her oil out just for him. Here's what we can learn from this. This blessing that you've been given, use that to worship Jesus with.